As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what do you got going on in your life you want to share with The Burt Show? You can always hit us up at theburtshow.com. And she's got this weird thing going on with her neighbor right now where her neighbor is getting all jealous and possessive of her.
Hi, Burt Show. I've been a longtime listener and P1er since the beginning. I was also in studio for one of your Friday P1 parties before COVID hit. All that to say, I love you guys big time.
Oh, remember the P1 party?
Do you remember those,
that man? Seems like eons ago.
It does.
And I still get DMs. These are when we bring in Abby, our most hardcore fans, and they just hang out in studio on a Friday.
That's so fun.
It was fun. And then the vid. So that had to go away. And for those of you that have been DMing us saying, hey, you guys bringing back P1 parties, we still have a pretty strict policy in the building that visitors really aren't allowed in here. So we can't bring them back yet. Not our policy, station policy. But at some point, I would like to do that again.
I'm writing you about a current situation going on with me, one which is very similar to another listener from years ago. I don't remember how far back, but it's been a minute. Brief backstory, I'm a happily married gal in her early 40s who was living in the city during my younger years, but now living in the burbs for the past 7 years with my husband. During my younger single years in the city, I met who would now become my tribe of tier one girlfriends. All my tier one friends have also been married, had kids, and moved to the suburbs. So our times spent together are few and far between. Current situation, during the height of COVID, I met and became friends with a neighbor. We'll call her Sassy. Well, she and I were both walking our dogs. After striking up a friendship with Sassy, she and I started meeting up for neighborhood walks, lunch outings, and dinner dates with our husbands. It was a fun and easygoing friendship at first, but now it's becoming a bit single white female. Okay, not as extreme, but just setting the stage here.
And for those that don't know the movie Single White Female, because that is an old school movie, It is a movie about how there's a woman and she gets a roommate, and the roommate starts just wants to be her.
Gets obsessed with her.
So colors her hair the same way, is starting to hit on her man, and it ends up very dramatically.
It's a classic, man. It's really, really good.
But it's basically she becomes obsessed with her, wants to practically be her, and essentially wants to steal her life, does some pretty horrendous things while they're living together, one to the dog, which was horrible. And so whenever you hear single white female, it's a woman that's obsessed with another woman and is basically trying to take over her life.
I can't watch any movie with a bad dog scene.
Yeah, great stuff.
I've been noticing more and more that Sassy's becoming more and more possessive and downright obnoxious when it comes to my free time. If I indicate that I'm free for a day, morning, or afternoon, she'll ask to hang out. And if I tell her I can't, I get a giant guilt trip by way of lots of sad emojis and iPhone images, followed by a bit of begging. It's hard to make up excuses since this is a neighbor and she can see when I'm home. Also, this was the kicker for me. If I post a picture to Instagram with my tier one friends, she'll bring it up in conversation with a scowl on her face that these aren't my real friends. Nervously, I just awkwardly laugh my way into a different topic and just leave it alone. Just recently, I went on a girls' trip with my tier one friends and purposely didn't post any pictures to Instagram because I didn't want to hear her noise.
What?
How do I address this? I like her as a person, but this friendship is becoming more taxing than a friendship should be. I also realize that I've been part of the problem by not addressing it. But how can I? Delicately.
So this is why I keep my head down in my neighborhood, man. I have run into a lot of neighbors that all seem like very nice people. And they invite me and Tiffany over for wine or what have you. I don't want to do it.
Why?
Because I don't want, I've heard of so much tension in neighborhoods in general, right? That is my safe place. There's so many politics, I think, that go on in a lot of these subdivisions. And I don't know if that's going on in the one that I'm at right now. I just don't want to test it. So while I'm friendly and neighborly, I don't want to be friends with my neighbors.
Gotcha. Mm. I used to be that way, but my husband, who, believe it or not, because, you know, he doesn't really talk a lot, has fostered this community in our neighborhood that's really beautiful. Like, I would just come home from work. I didn't talk to any of my neighbors. But now, I have numbers. I text with them. All of the kids hang out in our front yard. Everybody, like, the parents will come out on the weekends with a beer or a glass of wine, and we all sit there and watching the kids play. And it's really nice.
I'm stunned that Grumpy Cat is the one that has organized all this.
It's all Bart, man.
Neighborhood and not you.
That was all Bart. the mayor of our street.
That is shocking to me.
But in this instance, like, you're going to have to say something and set up boundaries. Because you can't ghost, because she's your neighbor and she literally knows where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I would feel so suffocated by this,
yes,
knowing that,
yeah,
every single time I went home, maybe she's like looking through the window being like, Abby, are you home?
Uh-huh.
Want to get some wine? And this is also hard because this is one of those taboo things as humans. Like, you're not really allowed to tell people that you don't want to be friends with them. And so I think it kind of, like, this is what I would do, is just slowly start hanging out with her less and less. And anytime she says, mm-hmm, that your tier one friends aren't your real friends,
oh boy,
put her in her place.
Oh,
like,
boy, yeah.
Those are my girls.
Yeah.
I'll go to bat for them.
I completely agree. That's what I was going to say. Dial it back. You can't ghost her. That was,
yeah,
my initial thought, but she does know where you live. So you got to dial it back until you get to seeing her once every blue moon.
I wonder, maybe later on in the show, we could ask the question that if anybody has ever been in this situation where it got so bad, you had to, like, leave the neighborhood.
You had to move?
Yeah. Like, not just tension with a neighbor, a whole bunch of people have that. We could bring Kaylee on for that. But somebody that literally thought, like, my neighbor is getting obsessed with me and I don't feel safe, so I got to get out of my own neighborhood.
I'm sure that's happened.
The Burt Show.